Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Two serious traffic issues at the moment are the N1 through Midrand, both directions between the Buccleuch interchange and about New Road at the moment. And then the truck lost its load on the N3 southbound. Everything between Galilee's and Geldenhuys, both directions slow as well.
Media 24 has confirmed that it will officially stop with the printing of 5 of its newspapers later this year. These include Beeld Rapport, City Press, Daily Sun and Soccer La Duma. Along with that, digital editions of Volksblad and Die Burger Ooskaap, as well as the digital hub SNL24, will also be shut down permanently. Moving abroad, in South Korea, multiple soldiers from North Korea were injured when they crossed the border in landmine territory in South Korea. The soldiers retreated after Seoul fired warning shots at the North Korean soldiers who crossed the border for a second time in 2 weeks. So the countries technically remain at war as the 1950-1953 conflict ended in an armistice. The demilitarized zone established back then divides the peninsula and is one of the most heavily mined places on earth. I'm Aline Frischier. More news at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. Jordan Hendrikse will start at fly half as the signature selection, and Springbok coach Rassie Rasmus takes a peek into the future for Saturday's first international of the new season. It's happening against Wales at Twickenham in England. And as anticipated, Erasmus decided to use this game as an opportunity to spread the selection net ahead of the Ireland series and the Castle Lager Rugby Championship that'll come later in the season. And staying with rugby, Star Lions halfback Sanele Nohamba, well, he's been named the 2023-24 URC Player of the Season. The 25-year-old's remarkable performances at scrum half and fly half for the Lions have caught the attention of many across South African rugby fraternity over the last 8 months or so. And Tunisian Nezreddine Nabi has reportedly put pen to paper and agreed to become the new Kaizer Chiefs coach. And that's according to kickoff.com. Nabi has signed a contract, and now that he's left, all that's left is for the club to make an official statement. And second seed Alex Dimino suffered a first round exit at the Queen's Club earlier today, crumbling against Lorenzo Musetti as champions Carlos Alcaraz also prepares to take his bow. Dimino was last year's beaten finalist, and he took the first set against the Italian opponent, but won just 6 more games after that. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Jacaranda FM.